Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future with a savings plan from Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
The government has published the Attorney General's report on nursing home charges and disabled persons' maintenance allowance. The report concludes that the legal advice provided to government on nursing home fees was sound, accurate and appropriate. In relation to the disabled persons' maintenance allowance, the report found that there was no positive legal duty to make retrospective payments. Well, for more on this, I'm joined by CEO of Alone, Sean Moynihan, and Independent TD for Wexford and member of the Independent Regional Group, Verona Murphy. You're both very welcome to the programme. Sean Moynihan, I might turn to you first of all. The Attorney General's report, on particularly around the legal strategy on nursing home charges, which caused some political controversy over the last number of weeks. What's your reaction?
Well, look, it's only out in the last hour, but we're all digesting what's going on. But I think when you've just quoted his conclusions, but part of his conclusion was that whether there was a moral obligation was a matter for the department. And I think what we sort of say is that people have rights and entitlements, and that is what the social contract is with the public. Mm-hmm. And I think people expect the government to deliver those rights and entitlements and live those values. And if somebody has been denied those rights or entitlements, even if you have a defendable legal position, is that something you should do? And I think that's something that we really need to have a really important conversation on, because this is a pattern, whether it's women's health, whether it's been housing issues, whether it's been restitution to people through institutional care, whether it's disabilities or older people. We have a pattern of when we find something wrong, do we actually come out and give people restitution?
Well, the Attorney General seems to take that allegation on, and not your one specifically, obviously, but let me quote from the report. Rossa Fanning is saying, it's sometimes tempting to resort to generic stereotypes about the state being in some way cruel or unfair to its citizens, where they're deprived of a benefit, and bring legal proceedings challenging this deprivation. But the irresistible logic of such a perspective is that the state has unlimited resources, must concede every court case that is brought against it, and must fund every claim for compensation or redress that's demanded of it, he says.
But I suppose on the other side, and what we all learned in the last week is that the state made sure not to go to court because it didn't want an adverse finding, and it didn't want basically people to be given their rights in court and that they would have to pay this out. And I think, are your rights based on the state of the exchequer at that particular day? Is that what we're saying? He also says in point 25 that this would be, which I find very strange, intergenerationally be unfair. Mm-hmm. So to give older people their rights would be unfair. And then in a different situation, to give younger people their rights, would that be unfair to older people? So I think they've left it that it's going to two ministers for 3 months. Whether that'll wait 3 months, I don't know. But I do think that is a wonderful opportunity for those two ministers on behalf of the government, past, present and future, to actually give a clearer guidance, both politically, social contract-wise and morally, of how the state is going to deal with these
I don't think issues. I don't know if the state is conceding the fact, and the Taoiseach is even on record in the last week or so of saying that there is no automatic right
The state ensured not to go to court.
Yeah, but
people who got settlements are people who had who had recourse to legals and who had recourse to having their own money. Mm-hmm. And then with people with disabilities who were denied payments, right? Oh, we found out we didn't give you the payments. But if that was a member of your family and they were denied payments, would you say, oh, they shouldn't get them because it's not legally enforceable?
Well the point that
I
you
don't
made
think,
yeah, sorry, it's just and I'm trying to work with you here in trying to understand the state's position, Sean, because the point that you made, I wonder, is this based on how much money the state has at any point in time? I'm looking at point 9 from the Attorney General's report, and he says the period of time covered by the issues of controversy addressed in this report includes an era in which the government's finances were very strained. But in good times or bad, any government is always obligated to make difficult decisions in respect of the allocation of scarce resources.
Absolutely. But if you owed somebody money that you had denied them and had an obligation to them, you could recompense them over a period of time. You could work out a scheme for that. I think, unfortunately, is this may be how a narrow defendable position legally is. I think the problem here is on the far side is the taxpayer. We all have to pay our bills on time, pay the tax, comply with an awful lot of legal situations with the government. Mm-hmm. And I think to maintain the social contract and the trust of individuals, I think this will take a lot more conversation and I think a lot more understanding. Because even 2007, when they decided not to pay people with disabilities, the state was basically being hailed in Europe for the amount of money we had.
Stay with me, Sean, if you don't mind. I'm joined as well by Verona Murphy, who's an independent TD in Wexford. What's your reaction to what you can glean so far, Verona?
Well, it's not one of surprise, Cormac. I mean, the Attorney General is provided with information from the public servants who clearly want to develop a narrative and get legal advice to suit that narrative.
No, hang on a second. No, I have to stop you there. The Attorney General provides independent legal advice to government. And we can't impugn that the integrity of his professionalism or advice. But can I ask you about some of the substance in his report?
We only have to go back three, four months where he was wrong about the CETA agreement.
No, hang on a second. Can I ask you about the substance of what's in the report? He says, it's sometimes tempting to resort to generic stereotypes. And I read that. Sorry, this is the point that I want to put to you, Verona. The fact, he says, that citizens have a legal entitlement to challenge decisions of the state before an independent judiciary does not imply that all of those challenges are well-founded or that the state is not entitled to defend itself against legal challenge. Now, there are two sides to any case that's brought, and he's basically saying, of course, surely the state has the ability and the capacity and the right to defend its case.
And no one would dispute that in normal circumstances. These are not people who are having to establish a wrong. These people have already been, money has been taken from them that was illegal.
No, sorry, that hasn't been established.
Has been established in 2005, and the Ombudsman report actually says that.
No, sorry, it hasn't been established in a court of law that they were illegal. We're talking about medical card holders.
We're talking about medical card holders in private nursing homes who are entitled to the same assertion. Mm-hmm. I think what's telling, Cormac, is the fact that the Attorney General doesn't mention the fact that the state didn't follow those who never paid to recoup what would be regarded as a loss to the state. And I think the reason for that, we can assume, although I don't want to make assumptions, we still need a lot of information and this has a long way to run. But we can assume that that was because they didn't want to have to go to court, in which case that was probably the only way they were going to recoup monies. So I think everything Sean has said is backed up. And we, as I'm a member of the regional group, I'm a member of the Public Accounts Committee, and what we called for were all documents to be laid before the Dáil. We will have a debate in the Dáil on Thursday evening for a period of, I'm sure it's over 3 hours long. And in that case, many TDs, particularly those in opposition, whom the Attorney General's advice probably won't suffice, will be looking for those documents. Who knew what?
So you're looking for more information then. Can I ask you, Verona, I'll come to Sean on this first of all, though, because the Attorney General in the report talks about ex gratia payments made to citizens on a regular basis on various issues, he says. I wonder, should there be a process of or a scheme of compensation here for people who feel they've lost out, Sean?
I think what we'd feel about it is, you know, we believe, as you say, in the bona fides of the Office of the Attorney General, the bona fides of the public servants. But I think now is the time for a conversation out of this, of when these types of things come up, and we've had several examples of them over the years, is from a political point of view and a societal point of view, how do we expect people to deal with these things? Does everything have to go to court to be proven, or how do we actually concede these points? And what is the public interest in the in these cases? Because obviously, if you are somebody with disabilities, the public interest to you is why did I not get my payments? For older people, why didn't? And then somebody else, as a taxpayer, might go, well, hang on, prudently, I don't want you spending my money that way. Mm-hmm. So the reality now is those two ministers have been charged with a very high level of task to actually work out what is the social contract here, what is the way through that covers both the legal obligation, the moral obligation, the social contract, and what are our values.
Can I ask Verona, yeah?
I do think it's also very important to note that most the state is depending on the fact that most people can't afford to take the might of the state on. You just don't take on City Hall. And we know that there's only 5% of lawyers spread across the country who will act on a no-fee basis. And in that case, when it comes to settlement, because they're footing the bill, they take the settlement. And that's what I call an exploitation of the weakest and the meekest in our society, and the state depending on that to be a fact in which to develop such a strategy. So I think as Sean has said, we need to look at the social justice of what's happening. We're seeing it continued. This is historic. It's nearly half a century, as Kintan O'Toole points out in the Irish Times today. An excellent article in what has actually happened through this whole debacle. But the mother and baby homes, there are 40% of those affected left out of the redress scheme. And again, I spoke to a lady today, three siblings who will receive different recompense from the state through that redress scheme. Why are people being treated differently? Why are the politicians elected to serve the people actually exploiting the most vulnerable and the weakest?
Well you use those words, that formula of words, but let me quote to you the AG report. He says, on the basis of my review over the course of the past week, there is and was nothing inappropriate in the advice provided by the office and my predecessors to previous governments on these matters.
Well, when we have all the information as opposition members and are able to adjudicate for ourselves who knew what documentation was received, because clearly in Fintan O'Toole's article today, he says that there was documentation and information withheld from the Ombudsman. Now, that's in the Irish Times today, so I don't want to make assumptions, but what I do want is transparency. Yeah. I want to see a future where we are not exploiting anybody, and that everybody is treated the same.
Okay, we'll leave it there for the moment. Thank you very much indeed, both of you, for joining us, because I know that was published just in the last hour or so, that Attorney General report, and I know people are still digesting and trying to get to grips with the detail of it. Verona Murphy, Independent TD for Wexford and of the Regional Independent Grouping, and also Sean Moynihan, CEO of Alone. Míle buíochas libh.